NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? Radio CUC English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Wang Sipei.
And I'm Deng Tianyue. It is Monday, 13th of April, the sixth week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
The first group of 104 Chinese nationals were evacuated war-torn Yemen arrived at Beijing Capital International Airport.
It's been a tough journey. I want to thank our motherland and Chinese Navy. They provided us with excellent service.
On April 2nd, Iran and world powers have reached a framework agreement on Iran's nuclear program.
If we reach an agreement, we can implement the agreement. We're not looking for excuses to violate them.
On April 8th, a preview of the film Ever Since We Loved was held in a 1500 lecture hall.
And comment on establishment of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank.
The AIIB is an international financial institution proposed by China, aiming to support infrastructure projects in Asia.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On April the 8th, a preview of the film Ever Since We Loved was held in the 1500 Lecture Hall. Famous actress Fan Bingbing, the director Li Yu, and producer Feng Li was there, sharing their stories about this film behind the scene. Our correspondent Yan Bingxuan will bring you more details.
I'm now at the site of the film's preview. Ever Since We Loved is adapted from a novel of the same name written by Feng Tang and stars by Fan Bingbing and Han Geng. The film has drawn wide attention from the public. Students in CUC are very enthusiastic about the chance to watch the film 9 days ahead of the first run. Here is a segment of the movie. After students have seen the whole movie, the leading actress Fan Bingbing, director Li Yu, and producer Fan Li is here to share their opinions with us. Fan Bingbing is the leading actress in this movie. During the discussion part of the activity, she talked about the most unforgettable scene when she was shooting the film, and she shared her understanding of love.
I think
我是人，我怎么可能每天用最真实的把自己扒开了纸油板进去蹦蹦蹦蹦的乐，给你这都是真的。所以就特别有意思，我记得有两场戏，第一场是蹦极，是真的蹦极，不是没有加装。在电影里面，白鹿有一句对白叫我离开你因为我爱你，对吧？我觉得我不知道有多少的女孩有这样的感受。当我在看第一次看初演的时候，我为了这句话我有点感动。我觉得相爱的人他本应该在一起，可是会有各种这样的原因，不是在最对的时间里。
Director Li Yu also had some special interpretation towards their film.
万物生长的精神其实跟我还有点蛮像的，经历过病痛，经历过失恋，然后也经历过特别多的纠结啊，跟秋水差不多吧，就是在这个疼痛当中成长的，青春就是这样的。但是现在想起来，为什么这一切都是美好？因为你经历过了，你才知道。
This is a film about youth and about growth, and I believe all of us have our own understanding towards it. That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Bingxuan. It sounds like an unforgettable learning experience for the movie fans. Ever Since We Loved will be released at the cinemas on April 17th. Whoever missed the preview can watch it at the cinema then.
The third week is for all students to choose their public elective courses. Our university offers us 1 week to compare and pick the courses we prefer and finally choose them on the educational administration system. The first public elective course of this term has begun last week. Our correspondent Peng Xinzhu was there.
Now I'm on the spot of a public elective course. It's now a break. The boy standing next to me is a student attending this course.
同学你好，请问你喜欢你选的这门课吗？
挺喜欢的。
好的，那你想在这门课上学到些什么呢？
首先这门课是社会心理学，那么我希望可以通过学习这门课知道更多的一些社会行为背后的啊所蕴含的一些社会动向以及社会心理群众的想法，我觉得会对我专业学习有一定的帮助。
好的好的，非常好。那么你还选了什么课呢？你都为什么想选这些课呢？
我还选了一门网络多媒体技术。首先呢，这是一门必选的科目啊，这个不得不选。另外呢，我觉得学习啊有关于多媒体的技术啊，也有助于以后专业学习的发展。
那么，同学，你选的这门课是社会心理学，那你觉得老师要怎么教你，你才会更加有兴趣，更加好的能够学习到这门课，能够更懂这门课呢？
我觉得首先这是一个有关心理的一个学术，我觉得要更多的探讨，以及有很多的实例啊放在平时的教学当中。我觉得通过分析一些实例啊，同学之间进行讨论，老师再加以总结和分析，我们可以有一个对事件一个分析的一个主体的思路。那么沿着这个思路呢，我们也可以啊这个啊以啊就是以这一个案例去分析别的案例。顺着这个思路的话，我们可以有条理的去分析一些社会问题，从这些问题之中呢得到一些我们想要知道的讯息。
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Peng Xinzhu. The final name list is decided by lottery. Therefore, the results would make some students happy while others disappointed. The fourth week is the beginning of public elective courses. In the fourth week, we can unsubscribe our courses or change them with others. Anyway, once we decide to attend this course, we should stay on the course.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. The first group of 104 Chinese nationals were evacuated from war-torn Yemen and arrived at Beijing Capital International Airport late on March 31, 2015. 第一批104名也门撤侨已抵达北京，中国驻吉布提大使称撤侨工作进展顺利。 Another 476 people were evacuated to Djibouti and were waiting for aircraft to fly back to China. The evacuees are among 580 Chinese nationals who have fled the country in recent days amid nightly airstrikes by the Saudi Arabian-led coalition. They arrived at the airport late on March 31st after departing from Ethiopia via neighboring Djibouti.
It's been a tough journey. I want to thank our motherland and Chinese Navy. They provided us with excellent service. The soldiers gave us their bunks and slept on the floor instead. We felt very touched.
China's ambassador to Djibouti, Fu Huaqiang, said the evacuation is continuing smoothly. The rest of evacuees were being placed in temporary accommodation, while flights would be arranged to bring them back to China. Also, China's foreign ministry said that a few Chinese nationals remained in Yemen, and they were doing everything they could to protect their safety.
Vehicle exhaust, industrial production, coal burning and construction site dust are to blame for 85-90% of urban pollution in China. 环保局发布九所城市主要污染源，机动车尾气排放问题堪忧。The report by the Ministry of Environmental Protection released on April 1st is based on the analysis of data from 9 cities. The ministry hopes to complete the analysis in 26 other major cities by the end of this year as part of efforts to fight pollution in a more effective way. According to the report, vehicle emissions are cited as the top pollutant in China's four megacities, which are Beijing, Hangzhou, Shenzhen, and Guangzhou. In capital Beijing, there are about 4.6 million motor vehicles on the road, while 154 million were automobiles.
Local governments have paid greater attention to the research after its release. The result can help authorities customize measures for air pollution control in a more precise and scientific way.
Last year, China invested more than 400 million yuan or about $65 million in building air monitoring systems. Now cities have already made moves in the hope of clearing the air. Earlier, Beijing introduced new measures that if heavy pollution is expected to last for at least 72 hours, an odd-even licenses plate driving scheme could go into effect. In Shijiazhuang, the capital of neighboring Hebei province, local offices are working on dismantling coal-fired boilers as part of efforts to cut coal consumption by 1 million tons this year.
Okay, let's look at international news. On April 2nd, Iran and world powers have reached a framework agreement on Iran's nuclear program. 伊朗核问题谈判达成框架性协议，民众街头欢庆。This marks a major step towards a comprehensive accord that could end 12 years of brinkmanship, threats, and confrontation. Hundreds of Iranians walked onto the streets to celebrate a major step towards a life without sanction. The tentative agreement, after a decade-long quarrel and 8 days of marathon talks, clears the way for talks on the future settlement. This will allay the fears of the West that Iran was seeking to build an atomic bomb and return lift economic sanctions on Iran, and at the same time, is contingent on reaching an agreement by June 30th.
If we reach an agreement, we can implement the agreement. We are not looking for excuses to violate them. We are looking for safeguards to protect our interests if one side decides to violate its obligations.
Though many details still need to be worked out, Iran has agreed to shut down two-thirds of its installed centrifuges capable of producing uranium that could be used to build a bomb, dismantle a reactor that could produce plutonium, and accept intrusive verification.
Nigeria is poised to make history. An opposition candidate appears to have unseated a sitting president, though the ballot box for the first time ever on March 31st. 尼日利亚总统大选落幕，反对党领导人哈布里当选创历史。This could also be the first peaceful transfer of power in Africa's largest democracy. Results show that voters chose former military leader Muhammadu Buhari by a wide margin to be their next president. Among the president election's first challenge, making good on his pledge to defeat Boko Haram.
Well, I'm outside Muhammadu Buhari's campaign headquarters, and all you can hear are car horns, supporters screaming, and everybody is waving in the air traditional brooms, because that is the campaign slogan of the Buhari camp.
Muhammadu Buhari is a Muslim and he is a former military ruler in Nigeria in the 1980s. He was widely known for being tough on crimes, journalists and corruption. Though many analysts will say the election this time was an anti-good luck Jonathan vote, Buhari's triumph is more likely to be linked with the fact that people see the integrity in him and they feel that corruption has been allowed to fester too long in Nigeria.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. The 2015 Chaoyang District Communication University of China Job Fair of Cultural Characteristics was held on 25th March at the Shujing. About 100 culture and creative companies co-hosted the job fair. Most of them were from Chaoyang District and some of them were from cities around the country. Politics Corporation has recruited interns at the job fair.
The first international corner of this term was held on March 27th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the bar. Students from all over the world presented, exchanging language and culture with each other.
Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed that the effectiveness of the judicial sector lies in the public confidence in the judicial system. He acknowledged that the malpractice still existed, citing injustice and wrongful convictions. He added that if this problem were not addressed in a timely manner, it would hinder the progress of the rule of law and damage social fairness and justice.
Beijing announced on March 25th that all key infrastructures in the metropolis and surrounding areas are in place to meet the transportation, accommodation, and tourism demands of the 2022 Winter Olympics. Xiangping, Deputy Director of Beijing Municipal Foreign Affairs Office, emphasized that there is no need to build new hotels if Beijing won the bid of 2022 Winter Olympics.
The Security Council of Russia said on March 25th that after a thorough analysis of the 2015 National Security Strategy of the United States, Russian experts believed the document to be blatant and anti-Russia and creating a negative image of the country. Meanwhile, Chairwoman of the Federation Council, Valentina Matviyenko, warned the U.S. of dangers of possible arms supplies to Ukraine.
Small U.S. businesses are embracing the Chinese currency renminbi to settle cross-border trades. More than large or middle market U.S. companies, according to a global survey commissioned by HSBC Bank, the renminbi also became the fifth most used currency for global payments, according to data from the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication.
Okay, that is the end of Weekly Review. The next will be Sport and Entertainment News. So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. Lebatius Jones and Julia Okafor, Duke's talented group of potential one and donors, played like veterans down the stretch, outscoring Wisconsin by 14 points over the final 30 minutes Monday night to grid out a 68-63 victory for the program's fifth national title. Okafor, the likely first pick in the NBA draft if he decides to leave, got outplayed by Badgers senior center Frank Kaminsky most of the night but came through big when the pressure was highest. It is considered that Duke and coach Mike Kuzewski adjusted to the one-and-done era, and this young team won it all in this new world. Wisconsin wanted to win the title, and that's why falling short would hurt so much. Coach Krzyzewski now has 5 titles, along in 2nd place on the all-time list, behind only John Wood. Coach K did it with a collection of All-Americans, many of whom won't be around too long. Okafor, his buddy Jones, who finished with 23 points and was named MOP, and now the freshman Justice Winslow, might all be playing at an NBA arena near you next season. There was more body contact in the game than any game we played all year, and I just feel sorry for my guys that all of a sudden a game was like that, Badgers coach Paul Ryan said. Wisconsin shot 41%, 7% points under its season average.
Wisconsin and Duke. Badgers knocked off undefeated Kentucky en route to getting to the title game. Mike Krzyzewski going for a 5th national title, and he's riding Jahlil Okafor early on. Almost halfway through the first, Sam Decker, the Badger miss, but Duke has is there for the putback. The Badgers get within one, less than five to go. In the first half, we're tied at 31 at the break. Start of the second, Decker, the post up puts Wisconsin up by five. Now off the inbounds, Kaminsky and the Badgers, look at this, up by nine. Duke's largest deficit in the tournament. Are the Blue Devils done? Oh no, check out the Duke guard duo, Grayson Allen and Tyus Jones. But it's not enough as Duke hangs on to win, and Coach Mike Krzyzewski, his fifth title, passing Adolph Rupp for second place all time behind John Wooden. The final score, Duke 68, Wisconsin 63. The Blue Devils, your 2015 Division I national champs.
All the spectators hoist the welcome back PG signs and gave their endure star a standing ovation when Paul George stepped onto the court for the first time with 5:34 remaining in the first quarter. That the Indiana Pacers crushed the Miami Heat by 23 points and moved within a game of the final playoff spot was secondary. This was his first time after a severe compound fracture 8 months ago, and he scored 13 points on the court.
14 and a half minutes, scores 13 points, hit his first shot of the game. Quinny also had three threes.
Well, I thought he moved really well. I think that's, I was looking more for that. Shot making will come, but what we do know, he's worked extensively on the shot. Those 2 3-point plays, in my opinion, those shots really turned the game around.
Paul George and the Pacers run away in the second half. They outscore the Heat 61-42.
Djokovic, the world top-ranked player, claimed his fifth Miami Open championship Sunday with a 7-6, 4-6, 6-0 win on stadium court against two-time winner and third-seeded Murray. In doing so, Djokovic became the first player to win at Indiana Wells and Miami in the same year on three separate occasions. Despite the loss, Murray will move up to number 3 in the Emirates ATP rankings, one spot below his career-high ranking of number 2 achieved in August 2009. Cristiano Ronaldo scored 5 goals, including a first-half hat-trick, as Real Madrid thrashed Granada at the Bernabeu. Granada 19th in the table, with still Real Madrid until 24th minute when Bale rounded the goalkeeper to put the Champions League holders ahead. By halftime, Ronaldo had his 5th hat-trick of the league season, and is 24th in La Liga, joining level with Barcelona rival Lionel Messi. In the end, Real Madrid won the Granada at an unbelievable score at 9-1. That's all for sport, let's move on to entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. Writing is like chatting with a woman. Japan superstar novelist Haruki Murakami has said, "You can get better with practice to a certain degree, but basically you are either born with it or you are not." His interesting and warm response towards his fans on the internet has proved once again that humor was also born with him. A fan of him wondered if the writer had any tips to stop his wife from burping. Murakami phlegmatically pointed out that burping is far better than farting. Another reader asked how he feels about being named the front runner for the Nobel Prize in Literature. "It's kind of nuisance," he said. "It's not like I've been officially nominated or anything. It's just unaffiliated bookmakers who are putting odds on me. It's not a horse race." "Hi, I am your personal health companion. I cannot be deactivated until you say you are satisfied with my care. From scales of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?" After the movie Big Hero 6, Baymax has become the most popular character in China and even in the world. Recently, a set of cartoons of the Emperor and Empress, specially designed for the Forbidden City, has gone viral on the internet. The cartoons use the image of Baymax, and it soon attracted many people's attention. Another interesting thing is that Baymax has become the latest warp man in most Chinese girls' eyes, so boys, watch out! Ellen DeGeneres posted a new message on Facebook. Last Friday, when she was walking in a total wilderness, she suddenly ran into a spider web where she could have praised the time of the intimate touch with the nature. But she really couldn't. Perhaps the spider was just eating a bug sandwich and then suddenly found out a weird woman or man, if you couldn't tell right away, was walking straight to its house, waving the 8 legs and shouted out for a warning. and maybe a minute ago was sharing her life trouble with her husband and complaining how hard to raise the tennis player it was. But 2 minutes later, there was even no chance to carry on that conversation in the debris of his house. An actress named Huang Xiahui from Hong Kong said that she successfully warded off a thief at her house. As the thief looked into her eyes, guess what? The thief was so frightened, he ran away. Considering Miss Huang is already 84, she joked that perhaps it was her face without any makeup scared the thief away. Perhaps more women should heed her advice on how to rid their home of robbery. When at home, do not put on any makeup or just hang a picture of your most frightening selfie on the wall. Movie star Chen Weiting's good looks and gentlemanly conduct are no secret to his fans. So to show their approval, netizens have recently awarded him a certificate of girl killer. Surprisingly, Chen then posted a picture of the certificate on his Weibo account, acknowledging the honorary title. However, he forgot that day was April Fool's Day, so who knows if it is a compliment or not. Japanese ambassador to China recently has shocked Chinese people for dressing female clothes in a formal occasion. Moreover, there are many widely spread photos of him on the internet. In the photo, he indulged himself in dancing dressed like a woman. Now the Japanese government has moved the cross-dressing ambassador back in Japan after only an 8-month embassy in China. Well, we all have many skeletons in a cupboard, but it seems that we don't need to show it in public all the time, do you agree? Wearing green hat is a title that could be a little humiliating in China. Chinese seldom use this word and barely feel proud to be connected with green hat. However, in Ireland, they celebrate the Green Hat Festival on every March 17th. It is actually St. Patrick's Day, the national day of Ireland. On this very day, Irish celebrate the festival wearing green hats. What is more, green hat has been given the meaning of courageous and hilarious. So next time you see a foreigner wearing a green hat, don't feel shy to say nice hat.
Recently, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank has caught much attention because of its new members and it shifted the world order to some extent and a change in brains to the world. Our commentator Chen Zhuang and Yue Yunfan will comment on this issue.
Dear audience, welcome to Weekly Commentary. I'm Chen Zhuang.
And I'm Yue Yunfan.
Yunfan, have you heard of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank led by China?
Absolutely, it is a barbecue stopper. As I know, it's a bank intended for infrastructure building.
Exactly. The AIIB is an international financial institution proposed by China, aiming to support infrastructure projects in Asia. In October 2013, President Xi Jinping proposed establishing the AIIB to finance infrastructure construction and promote regional interconnectivity and economic integration.
I think if it only means building roads, ports, and airports, just about internet linkage and policy coordination, it may not get so much attention.
Actually, there have been heated debates over the membership, leadership, and partnership of AIIB. This debate lasted for over a year since the idea was raised, and it turned hotter last November when leaders of 21 countries signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Beijing at a sideline meeting of the APEC summit.
But it is in the region that things become dramatic when Britain announced their decision to join the AIIB about 3 weeks ago.
Huh, America must have received a flaky note.
Indeed, ever since President Xi Jinping announced the formation of the new lending bank, U.S. diplomats have been doing all they can to persuade countries not to join up.
Why is the objection by America? Do you know anything about that?
Ostensibly, the U.S. government said it was concerned about governance, accountability, and transparency within the bank. But there's another bigger worry. The U.S. government has significant concerns that the AIIB will simply act as an instrument of Chinese foreign policy, allowing Beijing to exert more influence regionally.
Moreover, member states will be unwilling to criticize Beijing, more interested instead in being a combined trading and lending partner. Of course, America will be angry with that. Their very own World Bank has been an arm of their own foreign policy for decades. China's AIIB would be no different except that it was called a foreign policy that Americans doesn't like.
For a while, American efforts to persuade allies not to join the bank seem to be working. Australia, South Korea, and Indonesia were all absent at the inauguration ceremony in October last year.
But the situation reversed since the U.S. joined it. The United States openly criticized its close ally for constant accommodation of China.
You can imagine how angry America is. What happened then?
Well, in response to this angry warning, several other industrialized nations followed suit, including most of the G7 members and other U.S. allies such as South Korea, Australia, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey.
Washington is left out in the cold as it shut itself out of the room.
Poor kid.
Even some Chinese netizens are upset by this watershed.
Yet China, as the world's second largest economy, is a rising power and is seeking a greater stake in world affairs. But is this reasonable? Why not pay attention to what the Chinese government is saying and doing? And what can AIIB actually benefit?
Win-win cooperation, common development, the community is common destiny, mutual benefit, and so on. One may be afraid that with more members joining and no veto power given to any single country, efficiency would be at stake. In fact, AIIB joined by industrialized nations would be more professional in operation and can more easily address concerns such as standards, transparency, and environment impact.
What if there was for larger government and debate in the board of directors? Democracy. That's what Beijing is often told to do.
As for Washington, what sounds ironic is, first, it doesn't appear to be in favor of international democracy.
But signs of compromise came on the eve of the March 31st deadline, when Premier Li Keqiang was told that the UN is working forward to cooperation with AIIB, and it welcomes and supports proposals that are helpful to infrastructure construction.
It's my personal hope that one day Washington steps in for engagement. As President Xi Jinping put it, the Belt and Road in the AIIB evokes all these initiatives as all inclusive endeavors, not zero-sum games.
Yeah, actually, I would be very happy to see Uncle Sam aboard as a member. With science, technology, and expertise, to go into decision making and share profit. But make sure it's fair play. That's all for the weekly commentary. Thanks for listening. I'm commentator Chen Zhuang.
And I'm Yun Fan. See you next week.
Thank you, Chen Zhuang and Yun Fan. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
The haze come by frequently and recently. Please remember to wear a mask when walk outside.
These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world only on Weekly Focus. I'm Wang Sipei. See you.
And I'm Deng Tianyue. See you.
You're listening to Weekly Focus. Tomorrow, C Countdown will bring you top 5, New Static, C+, Mumu Mumu, and Tidal Wave. What is the topic of C+? Just lock in our radio at FM 89.3 every Tuesday night. Music Feast is waiting for you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。